Crop Watch, brought to you by Crary Industries and Ag Country Farm Credit Services. Our first stop on Crop Watch in Halsted, Minnesota, visiting with Robin Steeney at Halsted Elevator Company. And Robin, some rain this morning kind of brought all the field work to a halt, but still kind of busy around here.
Yeah, it looks like we've got about a half inch. It started last night. I suppose we're close to 50% done on spreading. Still wet out there in spots, mainly east of Highway 9, so... But it's been going good. We had a good weekend.
Are you having trouble getting product, or is it more logistics? Or I know we've been hearing anhydrous problems, even dry as well or not?
Yeah, there's logistically, you're exactly right. There's going to be some issues on urea. Hasn't been any issues on the phosphate yet. Anhydrous is short everywhere. And it's just that it happens so fast. So.
Okay, so a rain like this probably helped you guys catch up a little bit.
Yeah, it'll help some of the warehouses fill up also, you know, as product is still coming in. So, yeah, it will catch up a day or two here.
Did the guys have a chance to get much crop planted here, you know?
Well, we've gone through, you know, probably 17,000 bushels of seed wheat. So that has gone pretty good. And we started on the liquid pre-plant for corn and beans. There's some corn in the ground, hasn't come up yet, but we're just getting rolling.
Okay. All in all, though, guys, we're making some progress here other than a few wet spots here and there.
Yeah, it's going pretty good. You know, it's kind of like 2013. It isn't early like it was the last 3 years, so we'll just get through her.
And our next stop on Crop Watch in the Ada, Minnesota area, visiting with John Brainerd. John, rain delay today. How's planting coming?
Well, we're making good progress. We've been going steady now for about 9 or 10 days, and so we've made good progress. And now we're at a point where we're still kind of waiting for some ground to dry up, and we're just about finished with sugar beets and wheat, so we're feeling pretty good where we're at right now.
Anything emerging yet?
You know, I haven't really been around to look, but no, I haven't seen anything. But that's always a sure sign of spring is when that green wheat crop starts poking through. It's fun to see.
Yeah, that's for sure. Are you going to jump right into the corn and beans then once you get the beets and wheat in?
Yeah, we have soybeans to go, and as soon as we're done, we will start. I think we've had a later spring this year, and so we're almost to the middle of May, and that's the time when soybeans can go on the ground.
Are you looking at any acreage shifts at all with as late as it is or not?
Not on our farm. We don't have corn, so you know, the later it gets, maybe some guys would be switching from corn to soybeans, but not on our farm. We're still going to stick with our soybean rotation.
Have you had trouble getting fertilizer?
We haven't, but I've heard a lot of stories where they have had shortages and spreaders that are, you know, 4 or 5 days behind where the farmers want them to be there. And so, yeah, it's frustrating for those guys that have to wait for spreaders right now.
How about the rain? How much?
Well, I've heard about a half inch so far this morning, and I think for most guys, half an inch is about right. You know, we'd like to see a little moisture on top of that crop that we've just got seeded, and it's plenty dry on top of where we're at. There's still some frost coming out, and so that rain will probably help with that, too.
That's what I was thinking. It would probably even things up and make at least you'd be able to get through the lower spots or the wet spots.
Yeah, and things are changing pretty quickly. You know, these days that we've had in the 80s, the last few days, you know, things are really changing quickly. Those wet spots that were wet a couple days ago now are dry enough where we're able to get through. And so we're pretty happy with the condition that our crop is in right now, and you know, looking forward to a little bit of rain here today, a little bit of a rest for us and our crew, and then get started on soybeans next week.
Sure, get a chance to do some fixing if you need to.
Yeah, there's always a little bit of that, it seems like.
Our next stop on Crop Watch at Manoman, Minnesota, visiting with Clyde Kringlin with West Central Ag Services. And Clyde, a little bit of rain here this morning, about a half inch?
Yeah, it looks like at 5-6 tenths that we've gotten. In all honesty, it was probably a good break for our applicators and stuff, but nobody likes to stop planting, but this is probably a good break for us.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, guys have got quite a bit of crop planted, the way it sounds.
Yeah, looking at the numbers this morning, it looks like, you know, we're probably in that 75-80% done with the wheat. Sugar beets, I've heard, are making really good progress. Corn is making good progress, and beans just barely started, just a few fields planted.
Corn progress, are you seeing as much corn?
No, actually, I see less corn. I think it moves as you move south of Highway 200. There's maybe the corn's probably holding in there, but anywhere north of that, it has gone down a little bit, probably somewhere in that 15-20%.
Favor of soybeans then?
Wheat and soybeans, the way it looks.
Okay, yeah, so wheat acres are holding their own or up a little bit?
Actually, you know, that government report that said that there was going to be more wheat acres, we are definitely seeing more wheat acres based on the seed sales that we have. And yeah, it looks like the wheat acres are up.
Fertilizer been tight?
Fertilizer's been, because of the, you know, the last 10 days have been really, really aggressive on product going out. Logistics gets to be a little tough. Fortunately, with our hub plants that we can keep ourselves, we have the supply. It's just a matter of getting it from point A to point B. That can sometimes be a bit of a challenge.
Yeah, getting it in the right spot.
Getting it in the right spot, yep. Getting enough trucks underneath on the road in between the locations, yes.
Seed-wise, we're okay?
Seed's doing good, yeah. Yep, supply there is good. There again, I think the seed companies were pretty progressive in getting everybody, or aggressive, I mean, trying to get everybody to take their seed early, and a lot of us did, and I think that's helping out a little bit.
Was this rain needed?
You know, I think it was. Not everybody probably wanted it, but I think this rain definitely does help us. We could get it. It's a little bit warmer rain, so it should help us out, get these crops off to a good start.
Well, not only that, but probably even things up if there was some wet spots, huh?
Yeah, you know, there's still frost coming out. So I had a guy yesterday down in that Yulin area that was got stuck with his drill in the frost spoil. So yeah, so we need to get that frost out of the ground.
And that's Crop Watch, brought to you by Ag Country Farm Credit Services and Crary Industries.